Another popular market at Chinese New Year is Beijing's flower market. The Chinese love to buy blooms during the spring festival to decorate their homes. Thousands of flowers are brought into Chinese cities every day at this time of year. Kate Humble has been exploring some of the biggest flower farms in China.
In the far south of the country lies Kunming, China's spring city. Its warm and temperate climate has made this city the center of the flower industry. Kunming and the surrounding area supply 70% of all the flowers sold in China. I've come to one of the largest flower farms in the area, Jin Yuan.
I've never seen anything like it. It's more like a factory than a farm. Every single thing grown here is grown under plastic in these polytunnels, and they stretch for 500 acres. It's remarkable.
The farm produces an unbelievable 7 million flowers every year. Demand peaks in the run-up to Chinese New Year.
During this time, they buy the flower to, like a gift, and to celebrate.
You've got beautiful yellow, red, pink behind us. Yeah. Is there a particular colour that's particularly important for Chinese New Year?
Red.
It's a lovely place to work, surrounded by beautiful flowers all the time.
You feel very happy the whole day.
This is big business, worth up to 30 million Chinese yuan per year. That's over £3 million.
This one? That one, okay. They need to be the same length. right down there. Yeah? Okay, got it. These ladies have been cutting roses all their working lives. They live locally to the farm. And apparently they cut between 3,000 and 5,000 roses every morning. Right down there. I asked them if they grow flowers at home, but they don't. Vegetables, much more practical. This one? The harvesting happens just as the heads are starting to open up, and they're cut really far down, so you get these lovely long stems, and there seems to be a way of bunching them, which I think I might have messed up already.